I'm here with Carita, who's head sommelier in Hotel Devane in York. And we've talked in the past about wine dinners, what it entails. This time, let's talk a little bit about York and what you've got coming up, Carita. Over to you.
Okay. We've been organising very, very successful wine dinners in the past and hopefully in the future as well. We had it last week and we had a fantastic Austrian wine dinner with the Gerhard Pittenauer, who as a winemaker joined himself for the dinner. And what we're basically trying to do is cater absolutely wonderful dinner for people who are passionate about wine and want to learn more about wine. And basically we offered a four-course meal with matching wine pairings and coffees, and of course the immense knowledge of the winemaker. We also did a sushi and sake dinner, which was a fantastic, totally different style of event where people actually got to participate making their own sushi, which was superb, absolutely fantastic. And what we try to highlight is that wine dinners are not just the wine, wine connoisseurs. We try to encourage all kind of people to come and join.
Do you need an awful lot of background knowledge to do these kind of things?
Do you not? These are the events where you actually get a little bit more knowledge about them, learn about wines, learn about what kind of food goes with what kind of wine, and get a fantastic opportunity to talk to people and meet new like-minded people.
So what sort of people come to these dinners?
We have a very, very mixed crowd. We have quite a few people who join us pretty much in every single wine dinner and love it and collect wine themselves. And we have people who never, ever done wine dinners before, which is absolutely fabulous seeing these new, fresh faces.
Excellent.
And booking wine dinner after another one. And these are fabulous events.
So you've got a calendar that's up and coming. What have you got coming up ahead?
We recently refurbished our courtyard and got it decked. And we are kind of doing a christening for this courtyard.
Excellent.
And do a fabulous opulent seafood and Italian wine dinner on the 5th of August.
Okay, tell me a bit about that.
We just got a kind of a rough copy of the menu, which sounds absolutely delicious.
Come on, spill the beans.
I won't go quite that far yet, but I will be posting this wine dinner menu on our Facebook. So as soon as it's definitely confirmed, it will be there. And wines, obviously, fantastic selection of Italian wines.
Such as?
I'm still waiting for a confirmation, but they will be provided by Liberty Wines, which obviously is very, very, very knowledgeable in the Italian wines. And September, we're doing a South African wine dinner, which gives us a little bit of insight into Waterkloof wines with Louis Butino, who's the son of Paul Butino. And so on. And we have a very, very busy calendar for the rest of the year, all the months of it.
Excellent. So just recapping, we had an Austrian wine dinner on the 3rd and sushi and sake night you've just had.
Yes.
And on the 5th of August, which is coming up, seafood and Italian wine in the new courtyard.
Indeed.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you
at home.
Okay, bye now.